This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Dr. Marcus Martin. He's a professor of emergency medicine at the University of Virginia and vice president for diversity and equity at UVA. He is also one of the founding members of 100 Black Men of Central Virginia, a new interest group, and they're hosting a recognition breakfast this coming Saturday. Dr. Martin, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Coy. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
Now, this is a very exciting new organization. Give us the details. What is this all about?
Well, first, let me make sure that the listening audience know that I'm the Associate Vice President for Diversity and Equity, not the Vice President.
Okay.
So thank you for elevating me. And I am a professor in the School of Medicine, professor of emergency medicine, and the past chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine. So I'm sure some of the listening audience have interacted with me somewhere along the way, and I'm wishing everybody's doing well. But getting to your question, the first annual Scholars Recognition Breakfast will be held at Alumni Hall at the university this coming Saturday, May 23rd. And it's an exciting time because African-American male leaders, role models in the community, have come together and decided that we would like to recognize the youth in the community, African-American male students, who have a 3.0 GPA or better. And so these are students who are 9th through 12th graders in the Central Virginia schools in Albemarle, Charlottesville, Savannah, Greene, Louisa, Madison, Nelson, and Orange. And this will become a tradition. There are other communities in the state that have done something very similarly. I was a part of, not actually a part of the group, but there's a group in Hampton Roads called 200 Plus Men, and for the past 12 years, they've actually had a scholarship recognition breakfast for African-American male students graduating from schools in the Hampton Roads area. And I'm quite aware of them because I've gone down the last few years to present awards to those students who are entering University of Virginia, who have entered the University of Virginia with scholarships. And it's quite impressive what they do. They have about 400 African-American male students in the Hampton Roads area with 3.0 GPA or better. So they invite the students to the breakfast, and they invite the parents to the breakfast, and they usually have anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 people.
Wow.
And it's so big, they have to, you know, use the Hampton Roads Coliseum or the Virginia Beach Center down there for this particular function. So we're using Alumni Hall, which will hold about 300 people, and we will be at the maximum on Saturday morning.
Yeah, they've got a beautiful space there, that big ballroom they have there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking with Dr. Marcus Martin, professor of emergency medicine at the University of Virginia and associate vice president for diversity and equity at UVA, and he is helping to launch a new organization here to help recognize African-American male students who are achieving in grades 9 through 12 in Central Virginia schools who have achieved a 3.0 grade point average. This is a brand new thing for us, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. You know, it's more productive to plot a path to academic success for black males rather than cast a spotlight on the failures. And that is basically a quote from a person by the name of Elise Scott, who's president and CEO of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. So, you know, all too often we hear about the failures of black males in our community and throughout the country, and we see the negative images. And, you know, it's time to accentuate the positive. And what we want to do, plan to do, and will continue to do is to recognize the African-American male students who are doing well in our community, other students coming along. We're going to also have eighth graders at the breakfast, eighth graders from the eight school districts that I mentioned, because these eighth graders will see their brothers or their cousins or,
that's right,
you know, other people that they know achieving. And interesting thing about that is, you know, what male see is what they will be. So these eighth graders seeing the boys ahead of them achieving, hopefully they will want to emulate them. And the boys who are achieving, having black male role models, and ministers and doctors and dentists and lawyers educators and businessmen in this group. What they see is hopefully one day what they will be. So back in the fall, a group of African American males got together, and you know, as we began to talk about what we could do as part of the community, we also discovered, well, there are other African American male groups throughout the country that are achieving. I mean, they're doing things such as mentoring, making sure that there's a good educational base for students of all colors and genders, economic development, health and wellness. So we do some of those things to various extent, but not in an organized fashion where there's accountability on the part of a group of men. And so once you become an organization such as 100 Black Men of Central Virginia, right now we're called the 100 Black Men of Central Virginia Interest Group because we don't have an official charter for a chapter yet, but we hope to have that accomplished in June. I mean, there's a national meeting in New York, and Dr. Bernard Hashton and I will be attending that meeting, and we'll be going over our application during an interview process to make sure all the bases are covered and that there's sustainability and so forth. And so
this is a national organization.
It's a national organization, and they want to make sure that you're covering all your bases and that you are doing things such as mentoring and providing the best education, economic development, and health and wellness. And basically, the goal for 100 Black Men of Central Virginia, and we also can be considered as Central Virginia 100 if that's you know, easier for people to say, our goal is to eliminate the achievement gap for African-American males. Now, can we eliminate that gap? Well, certainly that won't happen this year or next year. We certainly would like to close that gap as best we can. And, you know, there's a disturbing trend. Even though we don't want to accentuate any negatives whatsoever, we know that there are disturbing trends in education. There's been a decline in positive school engagement for all males, regardless of race. But Black males experience the sharpest, you know, decline, have higher dropout rates from school, have lower GPAs. There's a lower enrollment in college compared to Black females and to other males. And in medical school, you know, where I've spent much of my educational life teaching and so forth, right now throughout the country, the gender percentage, boys versus girls or men versus women, of Blacks, 67% are female and 33% are male. And so that's the most lopsided ratio of all of the ethnicities and races.
So more than two-thirds of African-Americans in America's medical schools
are female.
Are female.
Which is good. And, you know, we've gone from the days years ago when, you know, the composition of medical schools were zero female and then 10% and then, you know, 20%. So it's about a 50-50 mix, women to men in medical schools, and that's, you know, where we want to be. But when you look at the various ethnicities, of the African Americans, 67% are female and 33% are male. So where are the men?
We're talking with Dr. Marcus Martin, a professor of emergency medicine at the University of Virginia. So I'm curious, in the years that you've worked with kids and you've watched, you've really probably seen some great success stories over the years, and some kids really come from some tough backgrounds to reach impressive levels of success. What works? If you could put your finger on one or two things that you can that you tell these kids, what do they need to do? What really works for us to get rid of this achievement gap, which, as you say, is a very real thing?
And that's the bottom line. I mean, there are studies that show that Black male students do better when the quality of life indicators are the strongest. And that probably can be said for all students. So it comes down to things like good nutrition. You know, it may sound simple, but kids who are not off to a great start in terms of the food they eat will, you know, not have a good start. Participation in sports. I remember my days over in Covington, Virginia, small town, 2 hours from here, 40 students in my class.
Wow.
I participated in anything I wanted to because it was a small school, but participating in sports was a big quality of life indicator for me and my friends. It meant that you could compete and you could feel good about yourself. Something as simple and something we take for granted, such as praise from the teachers. Praise from the teachers or the principal is what we need to do more of, and What our organization is trying to do, 100 Black Men in Central Virginia, is to provide positive role models, positive male role models. And all too often, black males don't have positive role models, whether it's in the home or whether it's in the community, or they don't see them.
Right.
And so the positive role models need to come out. So, you know, the academic achievement that these students were recognizing on Saturday have already accomplished, you know, along with support and praise from their teachers, who, well, the superintendents will be there, and their parents will be there, and 100 Black Men in Central Virginia will be there. So, you know, more praise and support related to success already achieved furthers success. And hopefully these students will all eventually end up in college.
And so these kids are going to be able to get out and meet adult African-American males who have reached great levels of success right in their backyard that they may not even know were there.
They may not have even known that they were there, as I said, ministers and doctors and dentists and lawyers and
right.
educators. And then so the scholarship breakfast basically is a signal to these young men that their parents support them, their teachers support them, the principals support them, the superintendents support them, and the community in general, particularly adult black males, are interested in their success.
Well, it's fantastic. Dr. Marcus Martin is a professor of emergency medicine at the University of Virginia and associate vice president for diversity and equity at UVA. He's helping to launch a new organization here in Central Virginia, the Central Virginia 100. 100 Black Men of Central Virginia. And this is a national organization. This is the first, this will be a chapter of that organization here in Central Virginia, helping these kids feel good about themselves and reach some levels of success. It is very exciting. There's probably not a website yet, so
no.
We can't send anybody there yet. But
they can actually. You could go to 100 Black Men of America, and you can Google that and see. That's a national website,
right? Right.
Based in Atlanta, and there are about 100 chapters worldwide. I mean, even one in London. By the way, plug. I'm headed to London on Sunday to see my very new granddaughter.
Hey,
only one week old.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
So there's over about 10,000 members in 100 Black Men of America, and there's a D.C. chapter, and there's a chapter in the peninsula of Virginia down in Newport News. But we will be the only chapter in Central Virginia. We're excited about it. And the other thing, too, having the caliber of men who are involved, we have to hold each other accountable. And so being part of a national organization that's incorporated or will eventually be incorporated, we will have fundraising efforts and just overall accountability, because you won't remain a chapter of this national group unless you are doing things such as mentoring and providing education,
yeah.
Economic development.
You just don't put your name on the list and go to one meeting.
You got it.
You got to get involved.
You got to submit a report. What are you doing? What you've been doing in your community? So annually.
We had a caller off air who asked if African American males at private schools can also participate in this group.
Well, I don't see why not. This particular function for this Saturday, we're at maximum capacity right now. 300 seats will be filled, but for the future, finding out that information would be great. And as a matter of fact, I think Dr. Harrison, who's an administrator in the Albemarle School Division, may have been in touch, and Dr. Louvelle Brown, with private schools. So, being a new organization, and this is our first attempt, we're going to miss some, and we apologize for that, but going forward, that's certainly...
It's growing pains, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just the beginning. This has just taken off.
That's right.
Very exciting, and going to accomplish some wonderful things, and we congratulate you and all the guys who are involved in this, and thank you.
Thank you.
For your service to this community and reaching out to these kids and making their lives better, and in turn, this whole community
Absolutely.
A better place to live.
That's the bottom line. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely.
The community would be a better place.
Dr. Marcus Martin is with the University of Virginia, professor of emergency medicine, and is involved with the Central Virginia 100. Congratulations on the new grandbaby, and have a safe trip.
Thank you, Corey.
Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.